It's playoff season for football fans. It's also playoff season for movie fans. The 2016 Oscar nominees have been announced. So who will compete for Hollywood's biggest prizes?
Joining us live in the studio, WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. All right, Jason, let's talk about the movies that are up for Best Picture and whether
our
or not
football team's out, so now this is
right,
all we got.
So this is all we got. That's all right. This is pretty good.
All right, so up for the top prize. We'll run through the noms real quick. It's Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Spielberg movie, Brooklyn, this beautiful Irish movie, Mad Max Fury Road, and a unique action movie to get in here, The Martian, the big crowd pleaser, Ridley Scott, The Revenant by the guy that made Birdman, Room, starring Brie Larson, the really heavy abduction movie, and then Spotlight, which all of us journalists really appreciate as sort of a modern-day All the President's Men.
All right, so eight films nominated for Best Picture this year. Who do you think is the favorite going in?
I'm rooting for Spotlight. The Globes was a really big night for both The Martian on the comedy side and The Revenant on the drama side. I mean, The Revenant was beautifully made, and so I'd be cool if it wins, you know, actor for Leo or director for Iñárritu. But in terms of an overall movie, I just thought Spotlight was a little better. And I actually think one of our favorites, I know you too, Sean, mm-hmm. one of our favorites of the year is not even in here, Love and Mercy.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys biopic. Mm-hmm. That movie blew me away. I think maybe it just came out really early in the year. But I was really sad that it didn't get any nominations.
Let's talk about Best Actor and Best Actress. Who are the nominees?
Okay, we have Bryan Cranston as Trumbo, Matt Damon, The Martian, a really funny role, Leo DiCaprio in The Revenant, which a lot of people say this is probably finally his time to win it, Michael Fassbender as Steve Jobs, and the defending champ, Eddie Redmayne, The Danish Girl. And I think it is going to be Leo's time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great performance. He really went through a lot, you know, physically for the role. Has to do a lot without saying anything in the role.
Say, even though there's not a lot of dialogue.
Yeah there are plot reasons why he can't talk. Mm-hmm. But no, I think also the cumulative effect of, you know, sort of the career Oscar is going to happen for Leo this time.
Now, Cate Blanchett is mm-hmm. always considered the favorite anytime she's in a category, but Brie Larson's getting a lot of buzz too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Blanchett's probably one of the best going today, absolutely. And you have other heavy hitters like Jennifer Lawrence and, you know, but my two favorite in this are Saoirse Ronan in Brooklyn, which amazing sort of throwback performance, but Brie Larson, I think, is the favorite. She came out in Short Term 12 and Spectacular Now a couple years ago, was in Trainwreck this year, played Amy Schumer's sister, but great actress, and this, I can't say enough about this performance. I said give her the Oscar when we reviewed it when it came out, and hopefully that comes true.
All right, let's go to the supporting categories.
Yes, Christian Bale, Big Short, Tom Hardy, Revenant, Mark Ruffalo, Spotlight, Mark Rylance, Bridge of Spies, and then the one that's sort of everyone's fan favorite, the underdog Sylvester Stallone for Creed. You know, he wrote a Best Picture winner that won all these Oscars in Rocky in 1976, but he himself has never won, so people will be rooting for him. On the supporting actor side, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Hateful Eight, Rooney Mara, Carol, Rachel McAdams, another one for Spotlight, Alicia Vikander, Danish Girl, and Kate Winslet, Steve Jobs. Winslet won at the Globes for Steve Jobs, but I'm kind of pulling for Alicia Vikander for Danish Girl, even though I think she's up for the wrong movie. I think it should be Ex Machina for this, but mm-hmm. we'll take it.
All right. Final 30 seconds. Sad note today, the passing of Alan Rickman at the age of 69. Your thoughts on a guy who was not a big star in the Hollywood sense, but was one of the great actors.
Yeah, a guy that never won an Oscar himself, but it just goes to show that sometimes the best talents don't get the awards. I mean, we were just talking out in the studio going through all of his stuff. I mean, from Harry Potter, Snape, to Hans Gruber in mm-hmm. Die Hard, which the AFI voted one of the top 50 villains. Check out our entertainment blog. We have great trivia of Alan Rickman, how they did that final fall in Die Hard. They told him they were going to drop him on the count of three, and they dropped him on one. That's why he got that face.
Oh my gosh.
But a great
no
career.
Acting required.
Yeah. Love Actually as well. Christmas. I mean, he was great. We're gonna miss seeing him.
All right. Jason, thanks for stopping in. The Academy Awards, by the way, air on Sunday, February 28th on ABC.